The pasuk says, "Uvayom hashmini imo basar olato," meaning the Brit Milah should take place on the eighth day, and this means counting from and including the day that they be, the day that the baby's born. So, for example, a baby is born on a Tuesday, then the Brit will take place the following Tuesday, and if he's born on a Wednesday, then the Brit will be on the following Wednesday. And obviously, we need to remember that the halachic days begin in the evening after nightfall. So if a baby's born on Monday night after dark, then the Brit will take place the following Tuesday rather than on the following Monday. There are, however, a number of instances when the Brit Milah doesn't take place on the eighth day, and that's even without considering cases where the Brit's delayed for medical considerations. The Shulchan Aruch in Yoradea Sim Reish Samach Bet Seif Dalad says that if a child's born during Bein Hashmashot is the twilight period between one day and the next, which is a halachically uncertain time, then the days of the Brit have to be counted from the next day, and the Brit is possibly taking place on the ninth day after the birth. So that means if, for example, a baby's born during twilight on Sunday evening, then the Brit won't take place the following Sunday, but on the Monday instead. Why can't it take place on the Sunday? Because perhaps the baby was halachically born on the Monday, in which case Sunday is only the seventh day instead of the eighth day. And whilst it could be that the baby was halachically born on the Sunday, in which case Monday is actually the ninth day, it's definitely better to be a day later with a Brit rather than a day early. Now, in Simon Reish Samach Vav Se'if Chet, the Shulchan Aruch says that if the baby's born during Bein Hashmashot on a Friday night, then the Brit has to be delayed not until the Shabbat, but until the following Sunday, which could possibly be the 10th day. Why? It can't take place on the Friday, because that might only be the 7th day. It can't take place on the Shabbat, because that might actually be the 9th day, if the baby was really born on Friday. And only Milah Bizmana, Brit on the 8th day, can take place on Shabbat. And so it has to be delayed until the Sunday, which if in reality the baby was born on a Friday rather than on Shabbat, then it's actually the 10th day. So the basis for this is a Mishnah in the 19th parak of Masechet Shabbat, Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, which says as a Brit Milah can sometimes take place on the 8th day, sometimes on the 9th day, sometimes on the 10th day, and sometimes even on the 11th or 12th day. How can those latter two cases work out? So the Mishnah explains, if a baby's born Bein Hashmashot on a Friday night, then as already discussed, the Brit has to take place the following Sunday. But what if the following Sunday is Yom Tov? Then the Brit has to be postponed a further day till the Monday, which could possibly be the 11th day from the birth. And what if the following Monday is actually the second day of Rosh Hashanah? Then the Brit has to be pushed off yet another day until the Tuesday, which could actually be the 12th day. But the Achronim discuss, what, and the Rishonim as well for that matter, what if the Monday is not second day Rosh Hashanah, which has all the stringencies of a first day Yom Tov as a Yom HaRichta, but is actually the second day, say, of Shavuot or second day Pesach? So then we've got this Machloket Poskim. According to the Rosh, the Shulchan Aruch and the Aruch HaShulchan, the Brit is postponed until Tuesday, as would be the case with second day Rosh Hashanah. But according to the Rambam, the Smag and the Kolbo, the Brit should take place on second day Yom Tov, i.e. on the Monday, and the Aruch HaShulchan and other Achronim also agree with that as well. The Pitchei Tshuva quotes the Nadav Yehuda, who says that we follow the Rosh and the Shulchan Aruch, but only in the case described where there's no safek about the second day of Yom Tov being the eighth day. But what if the baby were to be born Bein Hashmashot on, say, a Sunday evening, in which case the Brit should take place the following Monday, and the following Monday is second day Shavuot on Pesach? Then the Brit should take place on the second day of Yom Tov because of a Sfek Sfeika, a double doubt. Maybe the baby was actually born on the Monday, in which case the second day of Yom Tov is the eighth day and the correct day for the Brit. And even if the baby was born on the Sunday, in which case the Monday is the ninth day, then maybe second day Yom Tov isn't actually Yom Tov at all. Interestingly, Rabbi Akiva Eger also ruled like the Nadav Yehuda, quoting this Sfek Sfeika, and marshalling support from a tshuva of the Besamim Rosh, a collection of responses attributed to the famous Rishon Rabbeinu Asher, known as the Rosh. Many Achronim quote the Besavim Rosh for a whole variety of issues. But the only problem is that the Besavim Rosh was actually a forgery written in the 18th century by a certain Saul Berlin, who happened to be the brother of Chief Rabbi Solomon Herschel, one of the first chief rabbis of Great Britain. And whilst many rabbis believed that it was authentic, others were always insistent that it was a fake, so much so that apparently the Avnei Nezer held that it was osser to own a copy, and that if you do own a copy, you have to burn it, even on Yom Kippur that falls on Shabbat. Though I presume that that was actually Guzma Katani, an example of rabbinic hyperbole. Adkan.